This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1752, How to Have a Two-Sided Conversation About Travel in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. Have you ever been to Wyoming? A huge conversation skill is being able to say where you've been and where you want to go in the world. Learn how to make sure you get to the meat of these travel conversations in English in this episode today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you today. We're going to talk about something super fun. We're going to talk a little bit about travel, which yes. I know we love that topic, right?
We love that topic. Oh my gosh. I love international travel. I also love domestic travel, traveling around our own country, especially in the American West.
Yes, you have done a lot of traveling in the U.S., right?
A whole lot of traveling, Michelle, especially in the last couple of years by car, right? Because we haven't been able to travel quite as much internationally. So it's been all about exploring the West. And we're going to talk a little bit about how even our students have done a little traveling through our courses. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, a little later in the episode. But Michelle, do we have a listener question today?
We do. This is a good one. This is fun. And we're going to take this in a couple directions. We'll probably do another follow-up on this one. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you want to read the question for us?
Yeah. This is from Zainab Ali. And they say, hi, I want to know how to use the word Wyoming in a sentence along with its meaning, please. By the way, you two are doing so good on All Ears English. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Oh, what a nice message.
Thank you. That's so sweet. We appreciate it. And that's a good question, too. We're asking, you know, okay, Lindsay, you tell us. What is Wyoming?
Wyoming is one of the states of the United States, right? So Wyoming is a great, I think Wyoming provides this sense of romanticism. When I think of Wyoming and Montana, those two states come to mind. Montana is even more romantic in my mind. And when I say romantic, Michelle, what do I mean by that, by the way? Like, I mean love romantic?
I don't know. I've never
like,
been
take
to
your I've, partner.
No. Yeah. I've never been to either of those, so I'm gonna defer to you. On
okay.
What exactly.
Well, what I mean is kind of this. It's sort of an American myth or a value or something we love. It's this wide open spaces concept, right? It's just like the open countryside. You can drive in these states, Wyoming and Montana, even Idaho, for miles and not see anyone, but you can see mountains. It's just an openness, a freedom. Right. That we hold close
I think, as Americans. So at least I guess I do. So I love Wyoming and Montana for sure.
So where is Wyoming? Okay, can you tell us?
Yeah, it's in the American West. Mm-hmm. So it's near Montana. If you take a map, we have the surrounding states, Idaho, Montana. I believe it's just north of Colorado, too. So very easy to get to from Colorado. I've done a number of trips up there. The Tetons, Yellowstone National Park is there. That's a big deal. Very famous around the world.
Yes, 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 exactly. That is so cool that you've been to those places. Yeah, I've never been to Wyoming. I've never been to Montana. Oh, I'd like to go there someday.
Just wow, you should really go, Michelle. Horses, yeah. Imagine horses and just like open spaces. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lindsay, to use the word Wyoming in a sentence to answer our listeners' question, you know, anyway, really, like, just to talk about the place. So, like, have you ever been to Wyoming, right?
Or yes. Yeah.
I'd love to go to Wyoming. Just, you know, when you're talking about travel, when you're talking about any state, you know, you just put it in there. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, it doesn't exactly have it may have a meaning, right? Our listener asked for a meaning. I mean, we don't, you know, it probably comes from, you know, Native American tribes or something. I don't really know what it means, right? Unless you researched that. I'm not sure if you did, Michelle.
I did not.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
It really doesn't matter. It's not relevant. So we're not going to answer that because it doesn't matter, guys. But what matters is talking about, you know, have you traveled to these places, right? And as I said before, Michelle, our students have traveled. Why have they been to Wyoming with us?
Oh, well, they have traveled with you and with Jessica a bit, right? Because you, in our Connected Communicator course, you took our students on a how many mile journey?
12,400 mile road trip, Michelle.
That's right. And you went to Wyoming. So it's kind of funny that this listener asked about Wyoming, and we can take you there.
We can take you there. And so I have a quote to share from Chicago Iwai, who took the course. She says, "I was looking for more than just studying. And this course is more about traveling, adventures, and other exciting features." And so what you do is you learn through these spontaneous video lessons, guys. I actually took a camera, I rented a car, I drove 12,000 miles, and I stopped in key places to interview native speakers. And the native speaker interviews are not rehearsed in any way. To be honest, most of the people were so surprised when I asked them to get on camera that they just kind of look shocked throughout the interview.
That's so funny.
So there's no rehearsed sense of fake English. It's real English 100%. So guys, to get into that course, I mean, where could our listeners go to find that course before we continue today?
Yeah, well, you can go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
Yeah, it is the coolest course on the entire internet. I still say that. I just think it's so cool. So guys, go there and improve your fluency to that full fluency level. All right, Michelle. So what are some other travel episodes that we've done on All Ears English?
Guys, well, check out episode 13, 14.
Yeah.
Do you play it by ear when you travel? So talking about travel styles, that kind of thing. But, you know, search for travel in our search box and you'll find, you know, a ton of things. But that is definitely a good one to check out. So that's episode 13, 14 again.
Okay. So today we're going to build some skills, right, around our ideas about traveling, our experiences. This is going to be a key episode.
Oh, yeah.
For connection. I could imagine having conversations in a hostel, in a hotel with other travelers at a dinner party, international dinner party, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So very important to be able to have these skills. So one thing would just be like asking about people's travels, right? Yes. So like, well, like we said, like, have you ever been to, and then the place, have you ever, here, maybe Lindsay, I'll ask, like, have you ever been to Louisiana?
I have been to Louisiana. I've been to New Orleans a couple of times, and everybody should go.
Good. Yes. Me too.
Yeah. And let me ask you, Michelle. So that's one. So have you ever been, and we're using present perfect here, guys, right? Have you ever been to, I can ask you, Michelle, where in the U.S. or where in the X, meaning what country, right? Where in France, where in Canada, where in the U.S. would you like to travel the next time you get a chance?
Oh, where in the U.S. would you like to travel the next time you get a chance? I would, I think I, well, if it's a place I haven't been before.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to say Tennessee. I would like to see Nashville. I know you've been there.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee's so cool. It's also got a bit of that country vibe, right? Mm-hmm. But more of the rolling hills vibe in the countryside rather than the wide open plains. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good goal, Michelle. You should go. You should definitely go.
Mm-hmm. I would like to do that. Okay, so here's another one. Have you ever thought about visiting X? So, Lindsay, have you ever thought about visiting New Mexico?
I have. Yes, I've been to New Mexico. So I have also a really great Western state. Absolutely.
How many states have you been to?
I'm actually looking at a map here that I got of all my travels where I filled in each state with a photo. So, but we still have quite a few more to go. About 50% of the US I still haven't done. So got to get in the car and go.
Okay. And that was actually, I didn't even mean to do that, but that was the next question. You can, it's kind of fun to say like how many of the 50 states have you been to?
Oh, weird.
Right?
I didn't even see that.
I wasn't even thinking that. Maybe like subconsciously I saw it
that's so funny. I love that.
Yeah. But that's kind of a fun one to like ask somebody how many they've been to and then you like count them up or work with countries as well.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So how many of the 50 states have you been to, Michelle? Where are you at? Are we at 25%? Are we at 30?
I'd really have to count them up. I really haven't been too much to like the middle, as much into the middle as I would like to
got
go.
It.
So,
got it.
I mean, I think I've done pretty much most of the East Coast.
Yeah.
I've done some West. I mean, I've done around, but like I need to go more into the center.
Well, you just need a good road trip. You need a good cross-country road trip because you can't avoid the middle. I mean, you could go right through, you know, the plain states, what they call Tornado Alley, right? That alley where there's often tornadoes. But it's, yeah, absolutely. Just get in the car, drive to the West, Michelle. Go for it.
I will, Lindsay. And then what's the next one?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Let's see. What's X like? Now, this is good because this is kind of high level, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, Michelle. What is Baltimore like? Because I know that you grew up around Baltimore, Washington, D.C. So what's Baltimore like? I've never been.
Baltimore? So you really haven't?
I have, actually.
Where haven't you been?
I haven't been to Hawaii or Alaska. Those are big ones that a lot of people have been to. I haven't. Yeah, big ones.
Well, Baltimore is kind of cool. It's a city. And
crab cakes, right? Crab cakes.
Yes, crab cakes. But one of the coolest parts of Baltimore is the Inner Harbor. That's actually where I got married.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Interesting.
I did. I got married at a hotel like right along the Inner Harbor.
Oh.
And yeah, and there's just a lot to do there and also a very baseball heavy place for the Orioles.
Yes.
And there's a lot of just like cool little neighborhoods. So yeah, Baltimore, cool stuff.
Love it. Yeah, definitely a town worth seeing for sure. So those are some good questions. So for our listeners today, I want to make sure you guys write these down, right?
Yeah. And then you could, just to add one. Would you recommend visiting and then adding a place?
Yeah. So. Would you? Yeah. These are fantastic. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is quite a list right here, Michelle, but should we do?
Yeah, really? You know what? You're really right. Let's see. How are we on time?
Let's do the sharing piece and then maybe another episode we could do more info, right? Maybe something like that. Okay. So what's the next category of questions to ask?
Well, this is more about sharing information. So I've always wanted to visit X.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So can you fill in the blank?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to visit Alaska. I haven't been there yet. And I feel like it's a tragedy and I have to go. I mean, oh, my gosh. Alaska. Where have you always?
Where have I always wanted to go? Well, yeah, I could say I'll say Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. Why have you always kind of dreamt about Hawaii?
It seems beautiful. And definitely would be like a, I don't know, just like a unique place to visit. Yeah, exactly. So I think, but Alaska as well. I mean, any of these kind of like, I don't know. I haven't been anywhere like that in the U.S.
Yeah, they're kind of outside the mainstream. Well, you know, they're not necessarily, well, they aren't connected to the continental U.S., right? So they're a little harder to get to, further away, fewer people live there, but they're definitely unique places. Hawaii and Alaska, for sure. Yes.
And what's something else you could say?
I've never been to, I'm looking at the map right now. I have been to Michigan, but I'm just going to say, I've never been to Michigan, but I want to go the next time I get, you know, get a chance, right? I've never been to Michigan, but I want to go. So guys, it's not all about just asking questions, right? If you just spend all the time asking the other person questions, I actually know someone that does this a lot and it doesn't work out very well for him because, and people have told me that they've said, oh, this person only asks me questions. He never shares anything about himself.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You really want to make sure you're sharing stuff from yourself so that person feels closer to you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more than just it, otherwise it's too one-sided, right?
Exactly. It's like the person feels like they're in a job interview or something.
Right. It's like pressure.
Exactly. Exactly. So practice these just as much as you practice the questions. So Michelle, what about you? Where somewhere you've never been?
Oh, wow. It's always, have you ever played the game to see if you can name all 50 states?
Yeah, probably when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, but
do you think you could do it?
Oh my God. Well, I'm cheating. I'm looking at a map right now.
Well, yeah.
So I can't. No, but yeah, I mean, there's
a lot of states.
Yeah.
There's a whole episode about on Friends about this where they're trying and they
really interesting.
I've never been to, let's think. I'm going to say Montana. I've never been to Montana, but I would like to go the next time I get a chance, right? So to check out the nature and those kinds of things.
Yes. You know, Montana, I think, is one of the only remaining states that still has bears and grizzly bears. There are no more grizzly bears in Colorado.
Wow.
Which is sad. They're all up in Canada now because of, I think, climate change and migrations and hunting, I guess. Mm. But Montana, you can still see grizzly bears up there.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be scared.
I know, me too. I know. And on our road trip of the Connected Communicator course, we do dip into Montana from Wyoming. So guys, again, go and check that course out. You get to see it too. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So should we do a role play or should we cut it off?
I think we'll do a quick role play, Michelle. Let's do a quick role play. All right, here we go. So Michelle, have you ever been to Tennessee?
No, I haven't. I've never been to Tennessee, but I want to go sometime in the next few years.
Oh, yeah. The music in Nashville is great and the food, too.
Oh, yeah. I know you've been to Oregon. Would you recommend visiting Portland?
My favorite place to travel in the U.S. is Oregon. The nature, I don't know if we have to ask Jessica.
We have to ask Jessica. Oregon? I think you were right. I think it's Oregon.
I don't know. Okay. Guys, as you know, Jessica is from Oregon. So we'll have to make sure she lets us know. Nature in Oregon is amazing.
Oh, nice. I've always wanted to visit.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, good stuff. The food.
I have been to Oregon. I have been to Portland.
You have been? Okay. When did you go to Portland?
I think it was like my first year of college or like after my first year of college a long time ago. So I'd like to go again.
Yeah, it's worth visiting for sure. It's an interesting town as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we used in this role play some questions, right? Have you ever been to Tennessee? Very straightforward, but important. Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I've never been to Tennessee, but I want to go the next time. I want to go sometime in the next few years.
Yeah. And sometime is a good way to keep things broad, right? Keep things broad. You're not exactly sure when. I don't like to say that I'm going to do something if I don't know exactly when. I don't have plans because then I feel silly if I don't do it, right? So sometime is a useful word.
Yes, it is very vague. And then I said, would you recommend visiting visiting Portland.
Mm-hmm. And then was this one of our words, my favorite place to travel? Mm. Was that one of ours? No, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. But yeah. but yeah, well, actually, those are the more info ones. So like giving more info, just really briefly, like, yep. Oh, the music in Nashville is great.
Yes.
My favorite place to travel is the nature is amazing. So, you know, lots of ways that you can add a little more.
Yeah. And actually, that's really where the meat of your conversation, guys, is going to come out. So we didn't have time for that, but maybe we'll do an extension episode on how to get to the meat of talking about travel locations, because the best conversationalists that I know, they know at least something about every state and they have something to say every time they meet someone from one of these states or one of these places in the world, right? Kind of being a generalist in your knowledge, like that grizzly bear thing. That's kind of interesting, right?
Right. Well, the more you travel, the more you learn, I think you're very interesting to people. I mean, to me, like you've traveled so much in the U.S. and it's very interesting to me. So,
well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
You're so interesting. Yeah. No, you are.
I'll take it. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the point, guys. I mean, even if you're not able to physically travel to these places, you can watch movies, you can read, you can learn things about places and pay attention and then remember those things. And then, you know, when you meet that person from Montana, you say, hey, what do you think about the grizzly bear population in Montana? What are your thoughts about that? Okay. Yes. Good stuff. Really good. What's the takeaway, Michelle?
Oh, well, I think you summed it up nicely. I mean, this is a way to have a two-sided conversation about travel, not just asking the questions. You also got to provide information, your thoughts, things like that. Guys, let us know, where have you been in the U.S.? And of course, this is good to talk about international travel as well. We just decided to talk more about the, domestic travel because our listener asked about Wyoming. So we took it in that direction, but you can use it for your own places where you've traveled or whatever you want to use it for.
Yeah, good stuff. I love it. And guys, one more time, remember, if you want to actually take this trip with us, this 12,000-mile trip, you can go to allearsenglish.com/connection, get in the course today and start your journey. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right,
Lindsay, this was fun.
Take care, Michelle. Talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.